That didn't sound much like me. It sounded good. For me, ain't pretty like my sister, small like my dad, good like my mama. That's money that I love. It's money that I love. You say that money can't buy love in this world. Get your half pound of cocaine, 19-year-old girl, big long limousine, the hot September night. Now that may not be love, but it is all right. 1, 2, it's money that I love. I'll kiss you. 3, 4, it's money that I love. I have an album coming out in 3 weeks.
This is a relatively new song that's on it. I've always been, the problem was until recently, I was too good looking to actually sing a song like this. But now it's fine. It always is fine. Not much to talk to, but I know how I look. But I know about life comes out of a book. But of all of the people there are in the world, she chose me. Most of my life I've been on my own. Whatever I did it alone. And she came along. Now I'm not alone, since she chose me. Every night I thank the lucky stars above me that someone as beautiful as she could really love me. And she really loves me. From time to time I ask myself, why was it I and not someone else, the most beautiful girl that I'd ever seen? And she chose me. Why was it I and nobody else, the most beautiful girl in all of the world? And she chose. Got a wife, got a family, earn my living with my hand, roll in the steamer, downtown Birmingham. My daddy was a barber, the most unsightly man. He was born in Tuscaloosa, but he died right here in Birmingham. Across this entire land, ain't no place like Birmingham. Take it. Gives the illusion of a band without having to pay a fucking fine. Excuse me. Wife's name Mary, but she's called Marie. Lived in a three-room house with a pepper tree. They work all day in the factory. That's all right with me. Got a big black dog, and his name is Dan. Live in my backyard in Birmingham. He's the meanest dog in Alabama. Get him there. Across this entire land. There ain't no place like Birmingham. Touch the ground. cowards on parade. Johnny cowards on parade. Like a princess, the name you met, with your hair piled up high, I will never forget. I'm drunk right now, baby, but I've got to be. I'll never could tell you what you mean to me. You the first time I saw you, and I always will love you, Ree. I loved you the first time I saw you, and I always will love you, Ree. Song that the trees sing when the wind blows. Your flower, your river, your rainbow. Sometimes I'm crazy, but I guess you know. And I'm weak and I'm lazy, and I hurt you so. I don't listen to a word you say. When you're in trouble, I turn away. But I love you, and I love you the first time I saw you. First time I saw you, I always love you, Marie. I've done some work for Walt Disney and Pixar over the years. And I'll tell you briefly, they're doing Toy Story 4, I believe. I hope I do it, but it's been a shaky relationship from the start. The reason they hold it against me, because the first few times I saw Toy Story 1, I didn't notice it was animated. I think that I'm stupid as a result. But we'll see if it keeps going. Yeah, you got a million bigger and stronger too. Maybe, but none of them could ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, as the years go by. A friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Trying to do this, it's a song about Putin. Jeez. They got their tentacles everywhere. Putin his pants on, one leg at a time. You mean he's just like a regular fella, huh? Nothing like a regular fella. Putin his hat on, hat size number 9. You say Putin's getting big-headed? Putin's head's just fine. He can drive his giant tractor across a trans-Siberian plain. He can power a nuclear reactor with the left side of his brain. And when he take his shirt off and drive the ladies crazy, when he take his shit off, make me wanna be a lady. It's the Putin girl. Putin, where you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, where you put it, where you put it next to me. Putin, where you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, where you put it, where you put it next to me. Putin hates the Putin girl. Cause he hates vulgarity. And he loves his mother country. And he loves his family. He's down here on Odessa on the beautiful new Russian Black Sea with his ex-wife Ludmilla. Great man speaking. Let's listen to him. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks and the Turks would start to sniff around, I'd bring the hammer down so quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head, woolly head, woolly head. Wait a minute. Even better, what if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and way. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, and France. Sometimes a leader towers over his nation. One shot at glory and they don't get a second chance. I drag these peasants kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it. I must have been dreaming. These chicken farmers and fire clerks don't be. I think he really loves it. so hard on her sleep. Every little thing you tell her, she'll believe. She really will. She even cries in her sleep. I've heard her many times before. I never had a girl who loved me half as much as this girl loves me. It's real emotional. For 18 years she lived at home. She was daddy's little girl. Daddy helped her move out on her own. She met a boy, broke her heart. Now she lives alone. Careful, yes she is. She's a real emotional girl. She lives down deep inside herself. She turns on even, it's like a hurricane. You would not believe it. Hold on tight to her. She's a real emotional girl. Another love song. Baby, take off the coat. Real slow. Baby, take off the shoes. all the lights. Come back here. Stand on this chair. That's right. Raise your arm up into the air. Had hits with that. I couldn't help but notice that they did. Joe Cocker and Tom Jones. Yeah, absolutely. And both of them, both Cocker's record and Tom Jones' record, were real good. But the main thing they did was, first of all, mine is way down there, you know, and I never took the guy seriously as like a sexual being, you know, he's just kind of get on the chair. And I saw him, the girl being able to tear him apart. But they took it seriously, and you know, they have sex differently, I guess. But they did it up here, they did it like a six time. Then take off your coat. Real slow. And I could have done that. But I didn't think of it. But in any case, precious memories aside, speaking of that subject of geriatric rock and roll in general, there are more people from the 70s and 60s out than there are from the 2000s, I think, that are on the road. Yeah. That's fine unless you're a kid trying to get started and the stage is clogged with thick gray-haired people. You can't get a break. So realizing that, as a public service, I wrote a song about it. And I need you to sing along in the choruses. It's a big enough group. The name of the song is I'm Dead, But I Don't Know It. The chorus goes like this. I sing the first part. I'm dead, but I don't know it. And then y'all go, he's dead, he's dead. Yes, that's it. And try that. I'm dead, but I don't know it. That's it. I'm dead, but I don't know. It's good. It's really in tune also. But the then there's a part after it goes on and on and on and on where you have the lead. So you go, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. And I say, but I don't know it. So I'll show you where that is. And then at the ending, this is a lot to do. I'll try and get some money back. It goes, who would be so cruel to tell me so? And you go, you're dead. And they make that real mean rock and roll sort of squirrel face. Here we go. Nothing left to say. But I'm gonna say it anyway. 30 years upon the stage, I hear the people say, why won't he go away? I'm past the houses of the dead. They're calling me to join that group. Stagger on money stand. Oh Lord, sweet Lord, protect me from the truth. Yeah. eyes are gray like the moon. You can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. You say you love me, but I know you lied. Say you love me, but I know you lie. This is a song about immigration. Thank you. getting shoes from me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now. I'll do one more, then go backstage, take an intermission, shoot up, and come out and do it. This is a song in which God is going to speak to all of you through me. It's a surprise, I know. K.S. Nuevo, Seth knew that wife. Since the children of Israel are supposed to love to pray. And why must any children died? So he asked the Lord, and the Lord said, man means nothing, he means less to me. And the lowliest cactus flower, the humblest yucca tree, chases round this desert, as he thinks that's where I'll be. That's why I love mankind. I recoil in horror from the foulness of thee, from the squalor and the filth and the misery. How we laugh up here in heaven, the prayers you offer me. That's why I love mankind.
Faces.
my sister Sandy, my little brother Rick, my big old wagon, haul us all the way. They're out in the country, but the mountains high. Never coming back here. Just my style. Everywhere I go, tell everyone I know, they how love deceives mine. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to sail up the Nile. Wouldn't want to get too far from where you are. So love deceives mine. In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Celia Cruz, the famous Cuban singer. And the name of the song is Brothers, and there's a famous pair of brothers in the song also. Let me see. Okay. Ready, cassette. Bad way, but a good way. Most of my songs aren't, or I'd be in an institution, obviously. But this one isn't either. It's called My Life Is Good. A couple weeks ago, my wife and I took a little trip down to Mexico. Met this young girl there. We brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway. She cleans the stairs. She cleans the living room. She wipes the baby's ass. She drives the kids to school. She does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me. Listen. Yeah. Another afternoon, my wife and I took a little ride into Beverly Hills. School our youngest child attends. Many famous people send their children there. His teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing we tell him to. He's such a big old thing, he hurts the other children. And all the games they play, he plays too rough. I said, hold it, teacher. Wait a minute. Maybe my ears are clogged to something. Maybe I don't understand English language. Dear, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life. Yes, baby. I've been drinking. You shouldn't come by, I know. But I found myself in trouble.
that earlier song.
My life is good. I talked about a guy at a parent-teacher meeting. And I've heard horror stories about them, you know, from teachers that I knew at one point in my life. And they're worse now, I hear, than they've ever been. In any case, I have to give some domestic background to play this next song. I have had 5 children, 4 boys and a girl, 2 wives. Funny thing, the second wife, when I married, was younger than the first one. It's an unbelievable kind of thing. That was the biggest mistake. It's fine. But in any case, I had a friend. I had 4 boys. We had 4 boys and then a girl. I had a friend who had 3 boys and then a girl. His wife said that if you'd had the girl first, she would have thought the boys were retarded. That's really the most honest thing I'll say all night. It was such an enormous difference. You know, they don't eat much mud or walk around a tree for 3 hours. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, she's now, my oldest kid is now 83. And she's in her 20s now, but when she was about 8 years ago, she was 15. We were in a restaurant. Remember the Blue Oyster Cult called Veteran of the Psychic War? Yeah. Well, that's what she was. And we're in this restaurant, and I like to sit with my back to people in a restaurant. And we're in the restaurant. She's sitting in a chair where that would have happened. And her mother says, Alice, you know, your father likes to sit in that chair. And she said, why has he got to sit here? I want to sit here, but not that nice. I'm sitting here. And I'm standing there like a penguin, you know. Oh, geez, you know. That's all right. She says, Alice, let him sit there. And then she, Alice, my daughter, looks around. She takes in what's going on. She says, you're not that famous. She was right. Anyway, with the first kids, the school they went to, who are now getting along in years, the school they went to was primitive. You know, you went to the bathroom there, and you ate over there, and they didn't get it mixed up, and they get lice a couple times a month. I knew where everybody was coming from. You know, they smelled pot everywhere. Everybody was married to each other. But with the last kids, the last 2 kids, the school they went to, it was such a tremendous sociological shock to me when I went to the orientation that I wrote a song about it. And so as not to waste your time or mine, I have in this song the reason for the failure of Marxism. When Karl Marx was a boy, he took a hard look around. He saw people were starving all over the place, while others were painting the town. The public-spirited boy became a public-spirited man. So he worked very hard and he read everything, until he came up with a plan. There'll be no exploitation, the work of all his kin, no discrimination, 'cause the color of your skin. No more private property would not be allowed. No one could rise too high, no one could sink too low, or go under completely like some we all know. If Marx were living today, he'd be rolling around in his grave. And if I had him here in my mansion on the hill, I'd tell him a story could give his old heart a chill. Something that happened to me, I'd say, Carl, I recently stumbled into a new family with 2 little children in school where all little children should be. And I went to the orientation. All the young mommies were there. Carl, you never have seen such a glorious sight as these beautiful women arrayed for the night, just like countesses, empresses, movie stars, and queens. And they come there with men much like me, froggish men, unpleasant to see. For you to kiss one car, marry a prince with that be. See, car, the world isn't fair. It isn't and never will be. They tried out your plan, it brought misery instead. If you'd seen how they worked, then you'd be glad you were dead. Just like I'm glad I'm living in the land of the free, where the rich just get richer and the poor you don't ever have to see. Who would depress us, car? Because we care that the world still isn't fair. river rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood, some people got away all right. River half busted through, clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Time to wash us away. It time to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. It time to wash us away. It time to wash us away. President Coolidge come down in a railroad train. yeah, it's a jungle out there. Poison in the very air you breathe. You know what's in the water that you drink? Well, I do. It's amazing. People think I'm crazy, cause I worry all the time. If you paid attention, you'd be worried too. You better pay attention on this word you love so much. Might just kill you. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. Cause there's a jungle out there. Yes, a jungle out there. Yes, a jungle out there. Violence and danger everywhere. It's brother against brother, pounding on each other like they was millionaires. There's a jungle out there. Jungle in here too. They got a tap right on your phone. They got microphones and cameras checking out everything you do. Call it paranoia, but as the saying goes, even paranoids have enemies. I'm not the one who's crazy. I'm not afraid of them. They're afraid of you and me. I could be wrong now. Don't think I am though, cause it's a jungle out there. It's a jungle out. Thank you. to send us away to a little home in Florida. We'll play checkers all day till we pass away.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed being here. Great to you. Thank you. Feels like home to me. window breaks down on Dog Street, and a siren wail in the night. That's all right, I have you here with me, and I can almost see through the dark down the lane. If you knew how much this morning means to me, and how long I've waited for your touch. If you knew how happy you are making me, oh, I never thought I'd love anyone so much. Feels like home to me. Feels like home. Thank you. things get out of whack with the rhythm, it isn't you, as it usually is, it's the audience, you know. In this case, it's me. I was doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, and thank you. But I was playing, what the hell was, oh, the guys were doing I Love L.A. with me, Petty and Jackson Brown and Henley, I think. But in any case, I was doing it, and I was playing with the band, rehearsing, and something would go wrong. It would be, like, too slow, too fast. And the drummer would look over at me, and he'd smile like that, like, you're just fucking around, right? And I was going like this, still going, I says, is it? And do it again, and he'd go, you know, then they began to look worried. And I'm so used to playing by myself, you know, that I would just drop an eighth note. And you sort of can't do it with a band. So when the clapping went out, and I say, well, wait, am I gonna not get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I can't fucking play in time? To do the goddamn song with Petty. Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in the sky streaked with gray. You've been kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going. In the latest styles, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Implore to help the needy and show them.